Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. What do salespeople do when they want to slow down but still have the drive and skill to succeed in sales? We'll talk to a work camper employer who's looking for people who are experienced in sales and marketing to work short-term assignments around the country. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Our guest today is Brian McGuinn, who is the Director of Business Development for Southeast Publications, a company based in Deerfield Beach, Florida. The firm produces guides that are distributed free to people when they check into campgrounds and RV parks. Those guides often include a map of the facility, the location of various amenities, a list of rules and policies, suggestions for things to do in the local area, and addresses for key businesses like churches, hospitals, veterinarians, etc. One of the best features of the directories are the ads from local businesses promoting places to eat and shop, as well as various attractions in the area. Campers find these directories to be valuable tools, especially if they've never been to a campground. Brian hires people to visit the campground for a few weeks and solicit advertisements from local businesses. Firms that cater to tourists see the value of these advertisements and in getting information to campers. Representatives have to be able to describe the campground and the clientele it serves and show business owners how it is a win-win for the firm to partner with the RV park to solicit those guests. Brian said 80% of advertisers renew their ads year after year. But there are also new businesses opening that need to be educated about the campground, and the sales reps encourage those companies to purchase ads too. Southeast Publications has developed a virtual office to assist reps in selling ads, as well as an online platform that draws even more attention to the businesses and allows them to connect with campers as well, even when they are just passing through the area. Brian says his firm pays the highest commission in the industry, and it's a job that can be done by couples, families, and singles of all ages. To describe the opportunity in more detail and explain the qualifications Southeast Publications is looking for in sales representatives, please welcome Brian McGuinn, the Director of Business Development, to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Brian. I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate being here, Greg.
Yeah, I understand you guys are down in Florida. What part of Florida are you in?
We're on Deerfield Beach, Florida, which is just south of Boca Raton on the East Coast.
Are you on the ocean itself?
I wish. No, we're about 5 miles away.
Okay, very good. And so you are the Director of Business Development for Southeast Publication. What kinds of things do you do for the company?
What I like to do for the company is just kind of explain to those that are out in the recreation industry the value of connecting local businesses to the campgrounds. And we work with all different types of properties, from privately held resorts to state parks to national forests. And it's something that we've been doing for about 30 years. And that's one of my passions, is getting our name out there, because a lot of what we offer is, it's free. So how could you beat that? But it also provides an excellent service in just growing our industry.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things does Southeast Publication produce?
We produce guest guides for RV resorts and campgrounds. Those are those brochures that you receive when you enter. It shows the amenities of the park, maybe where you're going to be staying at. It'll show you the rules and regulations, maybe have some Wi-Fi codes. But they're sponsored for by the local businesses that want visibility. And it's a huge benefit for small businesses that need that type of traffic.
Well, and it's important for campers as well, because many times they're coming in when they're unfamiliar with the area where they're staying, so they need to know where things are in the local area, places to go, things to do, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, sometimes people might not have access to Wi-Fi, or if you're like me, you got sausage fingers and you can't thumb through your iPhone as quickly as you'd like. You just open up a page and there's what you need is right there.
That's right. Absolutely. And so are the work, you hire work campers to go out and produce the guides or sell the advertising?
Yeah. So we produce the guides internally here over in Florida. And what we do is we hire campers to full-time RVers to go out, stay at our resorts. The stay is completely taken care of by the campground. They appreciate the fact that you're going out, explaining to the local businesses exactly what they have there. And so your stay is comped and you're explaining the businesses the value of the customer base that's coming to the campground. And, you know, typically our average person will go and they'll make anywhere between 60 to 70 calls to local businesses. And the great thing about CEPI Marketing, Southeast Publications, is that we've been doing this for 30 years and we have a database chock full of information relating to renewal advertisers. In fact, Greg, we have 80% renewal rates on our advertisers. So most times when our people go out and they meet the businesses, they'll be able to know, have names, the phone numbers, and whether or not they've purchased in the past. Most have, and then have that opportunity to renew their advertisement, or perhaps maybe visit a new customer and be able to explain the value of partnering with their local campground. We have a sort of a virtual office, if you will, that's included to help as sort of a way for our people to organize themselves and get everything they need whenever they need it.
No, that's neat. So it's not a lot of cold calling then. You guys have statistics and information about the businesses around that campground, so they at least are armed with some information before they go in and talk to people.
Yes, and the campgrounds, most of them will actually have, you know, they'll be part of the community and they'll know, you know, who they refer. You know, if they like a certain type of food, they'll know who they're referring their customers to now. They'll know, you know, who they prefer to fix a rig the right way. So they'll be able to provide our people when they come in that information. And most of the people will say, you know what, I really appreciate all they do and, you know, voicing our business. We're going to go ahead and advertise in their publication. And what's great is the campground gets these publications at no cost. They also get a large, oversized, all-weather indoor-outdoor banner. They get a laminated desk copy for people to show people where they're going to be staying. But there's so much more to that in our service that kind of separates us in that we also like to give our advertisers and our resorts a digital presence, which comes included. It's all free. It's for the advertisers. It's included in their ad cost. And for our campgrounds, it's a way where they can get their names out there to a very large audience. Our website is mobilerving.com, and it does have a large audience. About 40,000 campgrounds from Poland to America are listed on the search engine platform. So we have a lot of domestic and international traffic and people that are interested in outdoor recreation that are finding their next destinations on this website. In addition to that, when they're traveling, they can go and they can use the fully optimized for mobile website to find their next destination or to find one of our advertisers that will provide the service that they need to enjoy their trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are the work campers selling advertising for the digital publications and the digital presence as well, or just the printed publication?
The printed publication is what their core of what they're selling, but the digital side of it is included. It's free. It's an added service that they'll explain to them that in addition to getting a hand-delivered piece of marketing collateral to the person that's in your area right now, you're also going to be able to target people that are passing through with our mobilerving.com website. But we also have that as a mobile application to mobilerving 4.0, where they'll also be listed on there as well. And we have a feature there saying businesses near me or parks near me, where wherever the customer is, they can click that button and see everything that they may need right where they are. In fact, it's integrated with GPS, where it will even take that person to the front door of that business or that campground.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So do the work campers, they make commissions or are they paid an hourly rate?
They make commissions off of it. We have the highest commission rate that is out there, and we give them 65% over the print cost of the publication. And so in addition to that, there are other opportunities for them to generate income outside of that too. But we have some people that want to make a lot of money, and we do have people that have been here for 14 years and that are making tremendous amounts of money. And then we have other individuals that want to do, you know, 8 jobs a year, maybe work a couple months. And that's fine too. Right now we have abundance of campgrounds that have seen our product and appreciate it. And right now our waiting list is roughly about 160 campgrounds that could use our service at this moment right now.
Wow. So you're looking for a bunch of people. How many work campers do you typically hire in a year?
I would say we probably hire anywhere between 40 to 50 within a year.
Is this something that is done by couples, or can singles be involved as well?
Singles or couples or people with children. We have them all.
Okay. Any age, anything. Do they have any specific background that they need to have in order to apply?
We think in order to be successful, they have to have a background in just understanding how basic functions of digital communications work, understand email, understand how websites work. They need to have some sales experience. However, we do have a robust training program here, and we have a monthly training for all of our SEPI consultants. That's optional. That they can join us on a webinar and learn new sales techniques and whatnot, and speak to people that have been highly successful in this field for many years.
Is sales experience necessary to apply, or is it just being a good people person enough?
You know what? It's more or less being a good people person. You know, we have this one of our best consultants actually came to us from a background that had nothing to do with sales. In fact, they were just communicating with customers at a completely different level. And they were so good at that, that you know, when they moved in here, it was almost a natural transition. If you know how to explain the value of the product and you just enjoy being around people, the people feel that and you're successful and everything else works out. So we're not necessarily drilling into the, you know, Zig Ziglar. There's no need to have any sort of used car sales approach or anything like this. The product is valuable, it's valued, and it's more or less just explaining it, and the sales will come once it's explained the proper way.
So anybody who's raised kids is automatically a good salesperson, right? Try to get them to do things they don't want to do.
That is precisely right, exactly. Correct.
Okay, very good. You had mentioned that they earn a commission of 65% over the print cost. Does that mean that there's a minimum amount of advertising they have to sell before the commission kicks in?
That's correct. There is a minimum amount of advertising that needs to be sold. We do make sure that our people are aware of how jobs have been performing. So if we were to break this down, I would say that our average job gross value would come in with about $5,000 in that neighborhood. And the average print cost is going to be in the neighborhood of $2,000. So the difference between is 65%. So for a 2-week stay, you could be making around, you know, that whatever that works out to be. I don't have a calculator on me right now, or my head doesn't work that way. but basically, those are the numbers that we have. Now, of course, there are people that we have that are able to multiply their average stay in an area because they're working more than one property. So as I go over our average job, there might be, as you know, if you're in, you know, places like Quartzsite or, you know, some of the other places that are out there where there's, you know, a virtual cornucopia of different campgrounds and RV resorts, you can actually kind of work the same area and explain the value to advertisers, but do it within multiple campgrounds. So you can multiply that very easily through our model.
Are these full or part-time positions?
Either or. You can work with us on a part-time basis or a full-time basis. We work with everybody.
And if people wanted to get involved, are you telling them where they need to be going? I just say, we want to sell advertising for Southeast Publications. Therefore, you would tell them, okay, we have positions open in New England. for example, mm-hmm. or do the RVers have some flexibility in saying, I'm going to be headed in this area. Do you have anything I could do while I'm down there?
Well, what's great about this is that in the virtual office, we have a list of all available positions, and we have full disclosure for all of our consultants. What did the job earn in the past? Where is it located? And you can request those, which will come into our staff, and we'll be able to call. We'll be able to make sure that the time frame works for you, the time frame works for the campground. And if it works for both and everybody's happy, then we go ahead and assign that position. And, you know, there's like I said, we have about 160 available positions at any given time that people can go and decide, hey, maybe I want to go to Ohio this year. Maybe I want to go to Idaho next year. You know, so we don't restrict where our people want to go. I mean, part of this whole position is to enjoy the lifestyle, to visit and travel places that you haven't been before. Each job lasts approximately 2 weeks. And our saying over here is that if you don't like a job, you're out in 2 weeks. So, you know, we try to leave it open to keep the fun of the position in place.
And once a work camper works a particular campground and is developing that guest guide, are they allowed to come back and work at that same campground year after year so they can build on some established relationships that they've created?
Absolutely. And, you know, we will keep that campground with that person as long as they're happy and the campground is happy with them, and it's a good fit for everybody. In fact, we have a consultant that's been with us for 25 years, and they've been working the same circuit for a long time, built tremendous relationships and friendships, and really it's at this point, because they know what's out there and the people know them, it's really sort of a you know, we give 2 weeks to work the position, but it actually gets done a lot quicker when you have that type of knowledge of the area and of what you're dealing with. So in short, well, we would prefer that you build those types of relationships, but we don't require it at all.
Okay, that makes sense. What kind of training is involved, or what's involved in your training?
So what's great about our training is that we can do our trainings on a remote basis. And what's involved in our trainings is that we have seasoned consultants that have proven success in our process and procedures. And we can either visit and we sort of have two different ways. We have some people that are more hands-on, that want you to be there and kind of walk you through the process. But I would say most of our consultants these days opt to do our training by webinar. And so it's a class that we have where it's one-on-one, and we are going through everything that needs to be done. And really, it's not difficult at all. But we go through, and then we can follow up with our mentoring. We have a mentorship program where we follow the people. We help them through the ups and downs of anything. And, you know, we also have a national awards and training convention every year where we all meet up. And we all exchange ideas, we have camaraderie and fun, and learn new things, because the market is changing regularly, especially with all of these new digital things coming into play.
So this training can take place online. They don't have to go down to Florida to meet up with you folks before they can get started?
Nope, not at all.
Very good. What other kind of perks do you offer to work campers?
Well, what's great about the whole program as a whole is that you have an opportunity to earn residual income. Southeast Publications is part of SEPI Marketing, and SEPI Marketing owns MySites Reservation System, which is a great tool for campgrounds. And what our people do is they'll go out and they'll say, find if there's a need to manage the business, and they'll explain whether or not MySites or whether or not they have a need for a reservation system. If there's a need, what they're going to do is they're going to let us know that there is a need, and then we'll explain the software package to that particular campground or RV resort or whatever the case might be. And then should they come on board and use the program, there's a monthly residual fee that that person will earn every year that they're with, or actually every month and every year that they're with us. So all it takes is one referral and you can start earning residual income. In addition to that, we also create websites for campgrounds, RV resorts. And if there's a need there as well, that would also be referred to us. And then there's a $200 bonus for those that are referred to us and come on board. So when our consultants go in, okay, so it's not, and I want to preface this, is that we're not some sort of, you know, sort of carpetbagger, open up my, you know, jacket and here's 5,000 watches type of thing. All of our businesses are interrelated. And what we try to impress upon our people is that they're consultants and they're trying to find out that they're using best practices to help our campgrounds run their business as efficiently as possible and get the best services that they can in order to manage the business. So they'll explain these things that are all related. And then from there, the customer decides. And if the customer says, you know what, I'm happy with where I'm at and I like my website and I like my reservation system and I like all those things, that is fantastic. And we're great because all that we want is at the end of the day to be what's best for our customers.
Mm-hmm. One of the perks mentioned on your website is a virtual office. How does that work and how does it benefit the work campers?
So the virtual office is going to allow everyone to produce their own aging reports. It'll allow them to produce their own sales and marketing reports. They'll have every form that they need downloadable through their portal. So whatever they need, they don't need to do. They can just print it out. And we have it even so that their forms are editable through PDF. They're able to, there's reminders that are sent to them either through the corporate office to help them either acquire information from one of their advertisers or campgrounds. So emails will go into there and catalog, you know, where certain jobs are in their production cycle, just so they're on top of everything. It's not so much that there's really anything that they need to do, but it gives them information so that if they ever receive calls or anything like that, that they're fully up to speed as to where their projects are at any given moment.
Before somebody takes on an assignment for the first time, are they allowed to like job shadow an experienced couple?
Absolutely. Yes. We allow them to do that. In fact, we'll try to find the closest team nearby and explain to them. And it's another great way to build camaraderie. We find that some of our consultants that are some of our best have operated that way. And we make that available and we try to give them every effort or to get them in touch with the closest team. And they'll find that we're just one big family here. So it's actually it's a welcomed thing.
Very good. One of the things that Southeast Publications has been given a lot of credit for in recent years is its ability One of the things that Southeast Publications has been given a lot of credit for in recent years is its partnership with Care Camps. Do the work campers get to participate in that at all?
Absolutely. Okay. So for those of you that are listening that don't know, one of our biggest things has been care camps, because there's nothing worse than seeing a child suffering from cancer and not being able to enjoy a normal child's life. And so care camps, what it does is it provides camping opportunities for those children that have these campgrounds that will help the kids be able to take their medicine and take care of them while they're enjoying all the benefits of being outdoors and camping. It's also for their families too that are going through this. And so it's a tremendous opportunity for us and for our consultants to help send some kids to camp. And so what we do every year at our meeting is we have an auction, and we'll bring in auctioneers and we'll make it really fun. And we'll raise money to help send these kids to camp. And so when the consultants have a chance to do that, and when all is said and done, and it's done, our owners, the Werrick family, which have owned the company ever since its inception, they'll match whatever we're able to raise, and then we'll provide that to the KOA Care Camps Board, in addition to whatever else they raise. So yes, the short answer to that is, everyone will have an opportunity to bid on products and help send kids to camp.
And that's a fun event. It might be an auction, but it's a lot of fun to be involved in that as part of the annual meeting.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous, we saved that for last, our last night, Because it's too much fun.
That's right, exactly. So if people wanted more information about the opportunities to work with Southeast Publications, where could they find it?
You know, you could check us out at Southeast Publications. That's Southeast spelled out, publications with an S, .com. Or you can call us at 800-832-3292. And you can speak with either myself or Aaron White. We would be happy to tell you more about it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Brian. This has been a wealth of information, and I hope people who have some interest or experience in sales will capitalize on that and give you folks a call. Plenty of opportunity available in 2020, I would imagine.
Yes. It's going to be a strong 2020, and we hope to hear from you out there. Thank you, Greg, for your time.
As a full-time RVer for 3 years, I found campground guides to be an invaluable resource. In fact, I kept a folder of them in my RV and would refer to that folder if I ever visited the area again. One of the most frequently asked questions in the campground is, where can I go for whatever? It might be Mexican food, pet supplies, RV equipment, mobile service, movie theaters, great coffee, family-friendly attractions, or just about anything else. There's a great benefit for the front desk staff to be able to point to a recommended company's ad in the guide that provides some information about the firm and a link to a website. The fact that the campground staff is recommending the business carries a lot of weight with guests. Campground guides produced by Southeast Publications are made available free of charge to campgrounds. All an RV park owner needs to do is provide a free campsite for the sales reps during the few weeks they are canvassing businesses in that area. The guides are given free of charge to campers. Local businesses support the publications through advertising, which draws in more customers. It really is a win-win-win scenario for everyone. I'd like to thank Brian McQuinn for joining us today to describe the opportunities that are available to work campers through Southeast Publications. The new digital tools available not only to people selling ads, but to consumers as well, is intriguing. The firm has a history of innovation and support of the RV industry and its customers. I was unaware of the different ways in which salespeople can earn commissions through Southeast Publications. Their online training and mentorship program help people get a quick start on the road to success. For more information about Southeast Publications, visit www.southeastpublications.com or call 800-832-3292. To speak with Brian. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we're going to dive into equipment that can help improve the RV lifestyle by talking with Eric and Tammy Johnson, the owner of TechnoRV.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show.